from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Of all the questions in science, few have haunted humans as persistently as this: are we alone? For more than 50 years, scientists have listened for a signal from intelligent life on other planets and come up empty. Now they're running short of money. Is it time to give up? Amy Standen reports.
It takes a certain type of person to devote an entire career chasing something you'll probably never find. One such person is Jill Tarter.
I'm the director of the Center for SETI Research at the SETI Institute in Mountain View, California.
In Hollywood, Jill Tarter's life has had a very different arc, at least as portrayed by Jodie Foster in the 1997 movie Contact. In this scene, Ellie Arroway, Foster's character, hears the unmistakable signature of extraterrestrial intelligence coming in over her headphones.
Is anybody awake in there? I'm moving the array! Confirm!
Foster's a bogey!
In real life, of course, the search has been a lot quieter. Tarter is in her 60s now. She wears her gray hair in a short, no-nonsense cut. She's been working on this for more than 40 years.
I don't know whether anyone ever will find a signal. I certainly don't know whether I will.
Back when Tarter started with SETI, the project was funded by NASA, but that support ended in 1993. Since then, she and others have spent almost as much time searching for money as they have searching for ET. But 3 years ago, SETI celebrated what felt like a turning point.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Up near Redding, a field of 20-foot-wide radio telescopes built with a grant from Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen.
Until we built the Allen Telescope Array, we would get a few percent of the nights on any telescope.
But with Allen, which is jointly managed with the University of California, Berkeley, SETI scientists could scan the skies full-time, hoping a clear, telltale radio signal would distinguish itself from the universe's background hiss.
We're looking for signals that are compressed in frequency, because nature doesn't do that. Technology does.
Tarter is the first to admit that this may not work. She says SETI is searching the cosmic haystack for a needle that might not even exist. And others have doubts, too.
I'm pessimistic about the search.
This is Ben Zuckerman, professor of astronomy at UCLA.
Because, frankly, I don't think that technological extraterrestrials exist in our Milky Way galaxy, or if they do, they're very, very scarce.
Zuckerman didn't always feel this way. In grad school, he studied with Carl Sagan, who wrote the book Contact. He even worked on some of the early radio searches back in the 1970s. But then he started to have doubts.
If there are so many technological civilizations out there, and they're so far in advance of our own technological civilization, then why haven't they found us?
Then there's the problem of timing. If intelligent ETs are out there, what are the odds that their signals would reach Earth at the precise moment in cosmic history when we happen to be listening? But recently, something happened that gave even the skeptics new hope.
Chamber pressures are building.
Engine start, 1-0, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket with Kepler on a search for planets in some way like our own.
Kepler found what it was looking for, more than 1,000 planets orbiting distant stars like our sun.
Some of these are potentially habitable planets.
Dimitar Sasilov is on the Kepler team. He also directs Harvard's Origins of Life initiative. He says Kepler has given SETI something it never had before, specific targets.
So this is where we should be looking for the signals coming from other civilizations to start with. SETI is already in possession of that list.
But as of April, that list has been filed away for future use. SETI's Allen Telescope Array is officially in hibernation. Tight budgets at the state and federal level have left UC Berkeley without enough money to operate the telescopes. Sasilov says it's a shame.
This is our only shot to listen for such signals. And when the array is down, we are blind and we are deaf.
Jill Tarter says it would cost $5 million and 2 years to systematically go through the Kepler planets. She's looking for private money to make that happen. Interestingly, Ben Zuckerman, that skeptic we heard from earlier, he says that's a small price to pay.
Yeah, that's sort of the way I feel. Given that the costs are not very high, why not continue the search?
Sure, he says. It's a long shot. Maybe the longest long shot in the history of science. But the payoff?
The payoff, one could argue, is the most, or certainly one of the most important scientific discoveries of all time.
There are hundreds of billions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy alone. Hundreds of billions of galaxies. Tartar says someday it may make sense to stop looking, to come to what she calls the extraordinary conclusion that we really are alone.
It isn't an impossible conclusion. That may be the answer. But it's certainly not yet time to draw that conclusion. Let's search a little bit more. A lot more, actually.
Tartar says she knows she probably won't find E.T. in her lifetime, but to find SETI, a reliable source of funding, would be achievement enough. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Take a tour of SETI's Allen Array at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Wincote Foundation.